What's up, everybody? Adam Schiff, he got the Schiff. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
Yeah, it is. And what's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me, man. Now, let me tell you this. I've been talking about how when you have these politicians lie, like pencil neck Adam Schiff, you know, constantly lying. And I would say there should be consequences when these politicians go out before the American people and they actually say lies like Adam Schiff did. Remember, he said that the transcript with President Trump, he was just doing the parody. You remember that? The whole
Russia.
The whole Russia collusion delusion. There was even an episode where, and Sean Hannity, he would play this audio clip over and over and over. I mean, it was like every single day, Sean Hannity would play this one particular clip with Adam Schiff, where these two guys, comedians, were acting like they were Russians, and they would call Adam Schiff, and they would tell Adam Schiff that they have video of President Trump doing inappropriate stuff. As an adult, now, if you're an adult and you do certain things, you should be able to do whatever it is that you want to do. But as long as it's, you know, within the law, can we talk about Hunter Biden's activities like that? Oh, no. But when it comes to President Trump. But anyways, Adam Schiff, he took the bait and he said, yeah, send me the information on Trump, because he thought he had actual dirt. Well, he used that and say he actually has proof that President Trump colluded with Russia. He was saying he had actual proof. There was no proof. There was no proof, because if Adam Schiff, the Shifty Schiff, pencil neck, actually had proof, he would have shown it. It would have leaked a long time ago. I have proof to you tonight. I have proof that when the whole Mueller report took place, that Mueller himself said that President Trump did not collude. There was no evidence pointing that President Trump colluded. That came out of the Mueller report. But they're still lying about it. They're still lying. Okay, so before we get into it, because I have some stuff I want to share with you on it. This is good news. I mean, all this crazy stuff going on, we actually have some good news for you. But I want to share some bad news with you first before we get to that. Did you know that the Pentagon did a clerical error and they sent $6.2 billion to Ukraine? It was a mistake. How does this happen? A mistake. So I guess they're going to end up taxing us more to pay for their mistake. Now, think about this. How do you make a $6.2 billion mistake? Someone please explain that one to me. Well, listen to this. This is from the Pentagon, where they're talking about this $6.2 billion mistake. And guess what? We're going to have to eat the cost, because, you know, Zelensky, they're not going to be like, oh, here, we saw that you made a mistake. Here's the $6.2 billion of equipment and money. Here's it back. It's gone. It's like giving a bank robber $6.2 million and expecting the bank robber to turn it back over. Nope, you gave it to me. I'm not giving it back to you. We need this anyways. Listen to this.
Oddly. Following up from some announcements earlier this year, during the department's regular oversight of our execution of presidential drawdown authority for Ukraine, we discovered inconsistencies in equipment valuation for Ukraine. In a significant number of cases, services used replacement costs rather than net book value, thereby overestimating the value of the equipment drawn down from U.S. stocks and provided to Ukraine. Once we discovered this misvaluation, the comptroller reissued guidance on March 31st, clarifying how to value equipment in line with the financial management regulation and DOD policy to ensure we use the most accurate of accounting methods. We have confirmed.
I mean, so what method are they using? Because $6.2 billion, just think about that. $6.2 billion. most of us would never, ever see that amount in our bank accounts, $6.2 billion. And they just make a mistake and, you know, send it off. Please explain it to me. I mean, seriously, what is going on? Who's in control here? Is someone going to go to jail because of $6.2 billion? Oh, no, this is just a mistake. Don't worry about it. It's just a mistake. What is it? And it's like they're going to come out here and tell everyone, look, we're acknowledging that a mistake was made. So forget about it.
Confirmed that for FY23, the final calculation is $3.6 billion. And for FY22, it is $2.6 billion for a combined total of $6.2 billion. These valuation errors in no way limit or restricted the size of any of our PDAs or impacted the provision of support to Ukraine. And while the DoD retains the authority to utilize the recaptured PDA, this has no bearing on appropriated USAI or Ukraine PDA replenishment funding approved by Congress.
I mean, really? Say it wasn't even approved, none of it. It was just a mistake. $6.2 billion. Really? $6.2 billion and just a mistake? Well, can you imagine what $6.2 billion could do for the security on our southern border? I'm just asking, what do you think it could do? $6.2 billion. What can $6.2 billion do for the American economy? What can it do? What can it do for our southern border? What can it do for our coast, right? What can it do for the reserves in the country? What can it do for the American people? $6.2 billion, that's quite a bit of change. That's crazy. That's crazy. Make it make sense. Okay, let's get to the main topic of tonight's broadcast. Pencil neck actually says that he takes this as a badge of honor that the Republicans are coming after him. Well, again, and I say this, and you know what? I'm happy that the Republicans actually did something, but I'm still kind of upset because they didn't go all the way with it. This is almost like don't do it no more, Chef. Don't stop. That's what this is. That's exactly what this is. Why? Because the $16 million that Adam Pencilneck Schiff was supposed to pay in penalties, he's not paying them. He's just being censured. That's it. That's it. He's not paying the $16 million he should have to pay. And the reason why these Republicans and these weak-kneed Republicans didn't want to have him pay the $16 million because when they lie to the American people, they don't want to have to pay $16 million either. I've been saying this for months. There should be consequences. There should be penalties when these people that we elect on Capitol Hill to do the people's work, when they deliberately lie to us, there should be penalties. If you or I, we went to Congress and we lied to them, not only do we have to pay a penalty, they'll put us in jail. Tell me I'm wrong. It's happened countless times. So this is just a slap on the wrist. I guess, you know, they give Hunter Biden a slap on the wrist. We got to give the other Democrats a slap on the wrist. We can't just not go along without giving them a slap on the wrist. Listen to this with Adam Pencilneck Schiff, where he's just like, it's a badge of honor that the Republicans are coming after me. I must be doing something right. No.
They take it as a badge of honor because this says that I'm effective. They go after people they think are effective. I expose the corruption of the former president. I led the first impeachment trial of the former president to the first bipartisan vote to remove a president in U.S. history. And I'm proud of that work, and I would do it again.
You hear this? You hear this? He said he read the transcript, but he literally lied when he was reading the transcript. And then when it came out that he was lying about the transcript, he said, well, I was doing a parody. You know what? I think I have that video somewhere. I should have got that video. You know that? Well, he said, well, I was doing a parody. No, you were lying. There should be always consequences. Should be penalties. When these people that we put in office, they're on Capitol Hill and they deliberately lied to us and it's supposed to be okay. But Adam Schiff, he got the shift anyways. It's still a win, right? He's still upset. He got censored. He's still upset. And he should be, right? He should be, right? Or actually, he shouldn't be because he did lie. He did lie. Well, let me play some of this from on Capitol Hill about him getting censured. Look at this.
There's a lot of things that happen here in Congress, and many of them waste the American people's hard-earned tax dollars. But one of the most outrageous waste of hard-earned tax dollars has been the Russian collusion hoax led by Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff lied
to the American people by leading the fake Russian witch hunt against President Trump. He weaponized the House Intelligence Committee to abuse all principles of due process and perpetuate the lies of Russia collusion. And he did that on the media over and over again. His committee conducted approximately 53 interviews during its 2017-2018 Russia probe. These transcripts from the Director of National Intelligence, former Obama Attorney General, former Deputy Attorney General, and the FBI Director, among others, proved that there was zero direct evidence of criminal conspiracy. He not only refused to release these interview transcripts, but he also continued to peddle lies to the American people that Russia interfered in the election. He falsely claimed that Russians offered help. The campaign accepted help. The Russians gave help. And the president made full use of that help when referring to allegations between President Trump and Russia during the 2016 election. In November 2020, he specifically asked Twitter to take action against spreaders of misinformation by removing content that questioned his baseless claims of Russian collusion. The biggest spreader of misinformation was Adam Schiff. As we know, the Mueller report determined there was no criminal collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia.
There was zero collusion between Russia, zero between Russia and President Trump. And they know it. And they're still lying to the American people, say that President Trump colluded. And they're still saying that there was evidence without showing it that President Trump colluded with
Russia.
They're still lying about it today. And I'm going to prove it to you tonight.
Thanks to the Durham report, we know now the entire Russian hoax was bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC. During the probe, Schiff also abused his position on the Intel Committee and violated civil liberties by subpoenaing phone records from AT&T and a former Republican colleague on entirely baseless claims. His lies and abuse of power continued during the sham. Hollywood produced January 6th committee witch hunt, where him and his staff doctored a text message between Representative Jim Jordan and former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to deliberately manipulate information presented to the American people. What a lie.
He displayed
a graphic of a text message which cut a sentence in half and eliminated the final two paragraphs of a detailed legal summary that were contained in the original text message. He did this to peddle more lies to the American people and perpetuate the fake narrative that January 6th was an insurrection.
Russia.
And now Adam Schiff is running for Senate.
Russia.
Gentleman yields.
Thank you.
How much time?
One more minute.
Gentlewoman's recognized.
Thank you. And now Adam Schiff is running for Senate in California. Now, California has a lot of things messed up, and California is not the model that the United States needs.
As a matter of fact,
their government policies are atrocious.
Yes.
So if California decides to send Adam Schiff to Senate, they will be sending a proven liar. And that's what he's aiming to do. Raise money off of being a liar and running for Senate. I yield back the remainder.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is. Adam Schiff is a liar, and it's really good that Schiff got the shift. Schiff finally got the shift.
Russia.
A lot of people are probably asking what exactly is being censored mean. Now, in the House, there's only been 25 total historic people that
throughout
have been
the entire
censored.
History of the United States
right.
Congress,
so
the House and
big.
The Senate. It's the he's the 25th one or the 26th one?
Well, I said 25 in history, so
So I'm wondering because if it's 25, the only reason why I'm asking, because I want to go to Adam Schiff's Twitter page and I want to put on there that you're number 25.
I'll have to.
Yeah, let's find out.
But what it is, it's a less severe, than expulsion.
Right.
Right. All it does, it doesn't remove them from doing anything. It's just a formal statement of disapproval. But it does have a powerful message, right? It's saying that he lied.
It puts it out there that he's a liar.
TV, yep, it just puts out there that he's a liar and that they are all in agreement, or they're voting on the fact that he was a liar.
So we actually have a short clip of President Trump talking about Pencil Neck, right? So let's go. I haven't seen this yet. So everyone that's watching this, if you haven't seen it, you're watching it for the first time with me, too. It's like 15 seconds.
He knows it was there. He got caught. And not only caught, if he weren't in the halls of Congress, he'd be in jail because he made up phony stories and phony speeches and phony. Everything was phony. He's a sick man. He's really a sick man. He's a corrupt politician.
Yeah, he's a sick man. He's a corrupt politician.
So
that's
the message. He knows it was there.
Yeah, he's a corrupt politician. He's a sick man. You know what? He's sick because he's lying and he just keeps regurgitating the lie. It's almost like he's following the whole, you know, Solzhenitsyn, you know, George Orwell, you know, 1984. Just lie,
and today, get people to believe it. After the Durham hearing, he still got out there and talked about Russia collusion with Trump. I'm like, what are you talking about? They've already proven that it's a lie.
It is. You know what? It's so true. And for everyone, I'm telling you, I have proof tonight.
That's a reprobate mind, isn't it, Will?
That's exactly what it is. Exactly. That's exactly what it is, because he lies and he believes the lies that he's telling. But I have proof tonight that President Trump did not collude with Russia. I have the proof. And I'm going to share it with you. But before we get to that, listen to McCarthy. I haven't listened to this one either. This McCarthy actually doing the deal on Pencil Neck. He's doing the do. Yep, Shannon, is this what's going on here?
Vote. He's getting ready.
Okay, so we're getting ready to see it, right? Okay, let's see. This is the first time I've seen this, people. First time.
The yeas are 213 and the nays are 209.
Yay!
With six answering present.
People of color. Oh,
sorry.
Without Russia, objection, Russia,
the
Russia.
Motion to consider is relayed on the table.
Russia, now, Russia,
in
Russia.
Order.
Now, what I want you guys to notice here.
Oh, are these the Democrats? Wait a minute. The Democrats are protesting on the floor here?
They're protesting on the floor.
They're activists.
They're actually yelling, activists. Shame, shame, shame. That's what they're chanting. Okay.
Let's go back to a full screen. Oh, this is good. This is good. When the Democrats are upset, this is good for America, people. Just remember that every time they're not happy and they're not getting what they want, it's a positive thing for America.
If you see, Nancy Pelosi is there in the red. Just a few minutes ago, she was waving her hand like, shame, shame,
really?
Shame. Yep. And just so you know, this went on for about 5 minutes, so we can stop it here.
I'm just curious. This is great. This is my first time watching this.
The House.
And McCarthy's like, I got all night.
He just didn't need it. And you know what? These are activists. This is what the activists do. Because you know what? And I'm willing to bet when the liberal media won't even talk about this. Say, oh, thank you for standing up. Thank you for standing up.
The House will be in order.
This is good. I'm telling you, every time the demons are not happy, it's good for America. It's good for humanity. You know what this kind of remind me of, Shannon? So because they're not getting what they want, they're acting like little tyrant children. This is exactly it. This is exactly them acting like little tyrant children.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? What they should have been doing, Shannon, they should have been trying to get Adam Schiff to stop lying. Don't you think that would be the right direction? And shame on the Republicans that prevented him from having to pay the $16 million. The thing is, if you're a stinking politician, and you're going to lie, just do this. I'd rather not comment. Just do that. get into the habit of doing that. They do it all the time when it comes to them talking about important stuff that's happening to the American people. I'd rather not comment on that.
You know what this says
I have
to me?
I have to redact that. I have to keep that out of the limelight. I can't tell you that. I can tell you in the skiff, but I can't tell you here because actually I want to lie to you. But since I'm going to get in trouble and have to pay a fine and get censured before lying, I don't want to tell you. So all I'm going to do is just say, I'd rather not reply. Wouldn't that be the simple thing to do?
Yeah, so plead for those people watching, they tried to do this last week. It didn't pass. So they had to drop there the $16 million fine on
Schiff. Yeah, because it was 20 Republicans that didn't want to do it because 20 Republicans apparently they want to lie constantly as well.
Well, they don't want the penalty. They don't want to set the precedent that if I lie, I'm going to have to pay a $16 million fine.
Don't lie.
100%. I
don't
agree
with you. I mean, how difficult can it be?
Especially when you're in that position and you're lying about the president of the United States.
You're lying. It's not even that. It's lying to the American people. They're lying to the constituents. How difficult can it be?
And here's the
thing. Just don't lie.
All those people on there saying shame, they're literally in support of Schiff lying. They're in support of the lies. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's crazy to
me. Are you asking me, do I understand what you're
saying?
Shame
on them. And I hope that people see this. I hope the Democrats are looking there going, man, they're all supporting a liar. Of course.
But you know what?
We know that anyway.
But think about it like this, Shannon. Do demons actually recognize when demons are lying? They know that they're lying, but do you think demons care that they're lying? I think it's expected for demons to lie. See, yeah. And I'm referring to it like because that's the spiritual world battle that we're living in. The spiritual world, the spiritual realm, the spiritual battle. Demons are influencing other people to lie constantly, and they don't see a problem with it. They don't see a problem with it. Well, Adam Pencil next shift, he goes on MSSTD, and this is before they actually gave him the shift. This is before they gave him the shift. Listen to this.
And I have to ask you about what they're going to do tonight. The Republican-controlled House is set to vote for the second time in just 2 weeks to censure you, allegedly, for saying that Trump's 2016 campaign colluded with Russia. I mean, the Mueller report, volume one.
Now, listen to this. It's really important that you pay attention to this part right here. I know it's kind of, you know, get a little disgusting, repulsive having to listen to these people. I get it. I'm with you. But you need to pay attention to this part right here because they're going to literally lie again. He's going to literally lie again.
Well, so is she.
And she's going to help him with the lie. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to turn around and I'm going to show every last one of you the proof.
And I just want y'all to remember.
I have it right now.
This is the person that Trump said was a nasty woman.
Yeah. That was.
That was the other girl. Yeah, that's right.
She's on the Communist News Network. That's right. She's on the Communist. But she's a nasty woman, too.
But
I mean,
it
is what it is. It is what it is. Yeah. They think alike.
Says just that. And you articulated the distinction between being able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that a criminal conspiracy took place. That is very different from what Mueller does find, which is the shared mission and a welcoming of Russia's interference in the 2016 election. Why do you think they're so obsessed with bringing this up and punishing you?
Okay, let me stop it real quick before he goes into his little rant online. Every nation on the planet will interfere in other nations' elections. When Obama was in office, he interfered in Israel's election. He spent taxpayer dollars against Benjamin Netanyahu during the time when he was running, when Obama was in office. So every nation would do that. They do this in a play on words because people, especially stupid liberals, they can't comprehend that it wasn't President Trump that colluded. It was just Russia interfering. Who expect Russia not to try to interfere? You're an idiot if you, I mean, seriously. These leftist idiots, they expect, no, don't interfere, don't interfere. Do you think
China
actually interfered? Do y'all think so?
China.
I mean, they don't ever bring that up, right? Can we even ask the question? Because look what they did.
China.
Think about it.
Well, look, I think they go after people that they feel are a threat or are effective in holding them accountable or holding Donald Trump accountable. I don't expect this is going to be the last attack on me for doing that because they're going to continue to serve this disgraced former president. They have essentially decided that they're going to be fully subservient to his wishes. And Trump put out the word that if any of them, like last week, when almost one out of 10 Republicans voted against this bogus resolution, that if any of them do that again, that he wants them primary challenged. If there's any consistency to the GOP in the House, it is they do Trump's will. McCarthy does Trump's will. But what it means also is they're trying to discourage any kind of accountability. They're trying to silence and intimidate people by these bogus kind of resolutions. It's not going to work on me, but I do worry that other people will be deterred from speaking out, from standing up, from holding them to account, because they'll think, well, if I do that, will I get censured?
I mean, don't you think people should be deterred from lying? You know, we've every last one of us right now, you can get him off the screen. Every last one of us, when I was young, I remember there was this phrase, if their mouth is moving, they're lying. I mean, epiphany, right? Oh, look at it, I made it. Look at something. No one ever thought about that. Nope. If their mouth is moving, they are lying. People should have, there should be consequences. You should have to pay the penalty for lying. Adam Pistol, next shift, he deliberately lied with the transcript. He's like, he had the transcript. He's like this. President Trump, he actually didn't want Zelensky and the Ukrainian people to have any means to defend themselves. President Trump was trying to prevent Zelensky and all of them to be able to have a successful life in their country. He wanted all of them to be taken over by
Russia.
You know, that's what he did. That's not even on his paper, right? That's all that he did. He was just making it up as he was going along. And that's the problem. These politicians, they make up crap as they go along and they expect us to believe it. You know, kind of like this whole thing right now where they tell a man can, you know, have a break, get pregnant and have a baby. You know, but you're supposed to believe that. But anyways, I have the proof for you. Remember, I kept telling y'all, they're still saying it right now, that President Trump colluded with Russia. And they're even saying that even out of the Mueller report, it came out that President Trump colluded with Russia. They're saying it, right? Even though Mueller said, well, we see evidence of Russia interfering, but they can't conveniently leave that part out. And the Democrats, they constantly do that. They always leave out certain key words or certain key points to drive the narrative. You know, that's what state media, that's what they do. Or in this case, I have to say it like this, government media. Because a lot of people don't know what state media is, because one lady on Twitter said, well, you need to tell people what state media actually is because they don't know. Maybe you should say government media, because that's what it is. When I say state media, it's government media. CNN, MSDNC, ABC, CBS, all of the Alphabet Network Supergroup, and even Fox News, government media. Listen to Mueller. Listen to what he said in the hearing when they brought him on the hearing like they did the Durham, like they're doing the Durham report, like they did it today. This is when Mueller came up there and they wanted to know, did President Trump actually collude with
Russia?
Did he actually collude with Russia? Listen to what he said. This is the part that they always leave out, and this is the proof.
I'm not sure I understand.
I bet you don't. Listen.
Second, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired with the Russian government in its election interference activities.
Did y'all hear that? Hold on. I got to do it one more time. You leave a split screen here. Because there might be some liberals on here that are really slow. And they've been hearing the lies all along. And it's probably difficult for them to hear what he actually just said.
Second, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired with the Russian government in its election interference activities.
Did not. And when they said, well, he didn't say Trump, he said the Trump campaign. Well, what do you think that is? I mean, if it was Trump, they would have said Trump colluded, but he never said that. There's never been any evidence. He said the Trump campaign, because they were trying to say that the Trump campaign colluded with
Russia.
Due to change the outcome. There was no evidence, no proof. And that's it right there. And of course, they don't want to talk about that. They want to look the other way. They want to act like, oh, that never even happened. He didn't say that. I've been out doing man on the street, and I've actually talking to these some of these communist socialist Democrats that don't care about the truth. And I said, you know, even Mueller said that Trump did not collude with Russia. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. He said he did collude with Russia. Russia interfered. Well, that's different. Russia interfering. You know what? Israel interferes. Iran interferes. Australia interferes. Every single nation on the planet interferes, or they got some kind of dealing in their election. If you didn't know that, now you know, right? I learned that when they were going after President Trump, trying to do this whole thing. Okay, well, let me change it up if I can. We're going to talk about the dorm going on Capitol Hill. And think about it. They even brought up the whole Mueller report with all of this. You know, Adam Pencil next shift, he was in there too and trying to act like he's tough. And all he's doing is damage control, right? Trying to make it look like he wasn't lying when we all saw him lying. Well, listen to this with Jim Jordan actually asking the question about all of this criminal activity that the Clintons did. Obama was in there. All of them were in there. And all he named off different people that did criminal activity, the whole fake Russia. And no one was arrested, though. That's the part that really ticks me off. Just like Adam Pencil next shift didn't have to pay the $16 million because these weak Republicans, they want to lie, too. These rhino Republicans, that's what I'm calling them, rhino Republicans, they want to continue lying to you because if they get caught lying, they're going to be censured, and they don't want it. So let's find out, Shannon, if he's the 25th or the 26th person in the United States of America in Congress to be censured. I want to know, censure. Listen to this with Jim Jordan.
So Danchenko is the primary subsource. A few years before he does this work, he was investigated by the FBI for espionage. Is that right, Mr. Durham?
Correct.
And that case was halted because the FBI thought he left the country, right?
Correct.
Had he left the country?
No.
Where was he living?
You remain living in the place he was living when they opened the investigation.
Right here in D.C., right?
Yeah.
He hadn't left anywhere. He's right here in D.C., and they were going to stop this. And then they go hire him, use the tax money of the people I get the privilege of representing to pay this guy who they obviously knew was a Russian spy. They hire him, who's the source of all the false information. Is that true?
They paid him. They hired him, and they paid him.
Couple hundred thousand, if I recall, right?
It's over $200,000.
Yeah, and then this guy is hanging out with Dolan, Charles Dolan, who's a buddy of the Clintons, who's also a source for the false dossier that was used to spy on an American citizen. He's hanging out with Dolan. In fact, don't they meet on a park bench somewhere in Arlington, Virginia on New Year's Day?
Listen to that. That sounds like a movie, right? You know, like I'm watching these movies where they got these like spies and stuff like that. And in Washington, D.C., they show them and they go to a park bench and then they're just sitting there. Then the other person walks up to them talking on the park bench. It's like, that's where they got the idea to put it in the movies because they're actually doing it. And Jim Jordan is laying it out. The criminal activity that took place.
New Year's Day, middle of the day.
This is straight out of the movies, right? And the FBI says, but we're not going to talk to Charles Dolan. This is two of the dumbest things I've ever heard of. They won't talk to, they pay a guy who's a Russian spy, who's the source of the dossier. The other source of the dossier is Charles Dolan, who meets with that guy on a park bench in Arlington, and they don't want to interview him.
Russia.
You can't make this stuff up.
I say that all the time. You can't make it up. Make it make sense. You can't make it up. Make it make sense.
Russia.
But that's what Comey's FBI did. And they're still doing this kind of baloney because Mr. D'Antuono told us so, running operations, running investigations out of headquarters instead of assigning a U.S. attorney, a job you did for a long time and did very well. That is a huge problem. And your report, that's why your report's valuable.
Yeah, I mean, it is valuable. The report is valuable. It needs to be shown. So I'm just happening. Can you put the comments on the screen for me? This one's probably already gone. My producer got on top of it. I just happened to see it. But someone, I'm not gonna say the person's name or anything because every time I say the name and stuff like that, they get me. But anyway, this person on Facebook decides to say a comment and says, he calls me a hero, first of all. You know, he calls me Uncle Tom, which is a hero. If you ever read Harriet Stowe, Uncle Tom's Cabin, it was a character of a black man helping other black men reach freedom. And for some reason, the Democrats and black people don't like that. I'm still trying to figure that one out. But anyway, he calls me that and says, Will, He says, Uncle Tom Will, let's discuss some of the laws and violations Trump got against him. But you love him through Oreo cooking asphalt baby. I'm like, what does that even mean? So I just replied to him, ha, you mad about the truth?
Yeah, he's so mad he can't even put together words in a logical order making sense. No, I don't know.
Yeah, and one young lady named Tanya, I'll say her first name, she said, you're free to leave. She
you
said,
people you, are so nasty.
You people, yeah. Thank you for saying it that way too. You people.
So nasty.
You're nasty. Yeah, nasty. Absolutely. I mean, really? Really? I mean, all I'm doing is sharing with everybody what is happening. And they're like, how dare you share the truth? How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you share the truth? Okay, let me share this one with you. Because, of course, you have the Democrats. They're all attacking Durham because he came out with this report exposing Hillary Rodham Clinton, exposing the FBI, exposing the DOJ, the DOD. He exposed all of these corrupt people, James Comey, all of them. But some of them, he didn't get the question. He didn't get to, you know, talk to him. It's like, okay, but it's a little frustrating. But anyways, listen to this Democrat as he's trying to drill him in these questions and tries to bring up saying that, you know, he's trying to cover up for Trump or he's trying to, his loyalty is to, just listen, I'm rambling, listen.
If I tried to follow your report, Mr. Donald Trump Jr. would have called it a nothing burger. Mm-hmm. You got no convictions. You got nothing. It was all set up to hurt the Mueller report, which was correct and was redacted, to hurt the Bidens and to help Trump. And you were a part of it. You have a good reputation. You had a good reputation. That's why the two Democrats supported you. But the longer you hold on to Mr. Barr and this report that Mr. Barr gave you as special counsel, your reputation will be damaged, as everybody's reputation who gets involved with Donald Trump is damaged. He's damaged goods. There's no good dealing with him because you will end up on the bottom of a pyre. I yield back the balance of my time.
Now, you hear this? You hear this? See, this is the reason why they're doing all of this to President Trump, because they want you to have it in your mind. And this is the way the Democrats used to get Republicans to bend over for them all the time. Listen to what I'm telling you. The Democrats would, you know, they would do stuff to Republicans and Republicans would go, well, this is really bad. I'm going to step down for the betterment of the party because this is really bad. I need to go away. And that's what Republicans used. That's what they would do. Here come President Trump. Not playing the same game. And now they're in this, and see, they're still doing the same tactic. President Trump is damaged goods. So basically, don't support President Trump because he's damaged goods. And there's a whole bunch of rhinos out there regurgitating the same thing that these Democrats are regurgitating. The exact same thing. They're not even hiding it. But see, every time they attack President Trump, all that's doing is getting more people to say, wait a minute. This is going too far. You know how they're doing with the children and stuff, but this is too far. But they keep going further and further, and all it's doing is getting people say, you know what? I'm going to start supporting them. I'm going to start supporting them. Listen to his response, because every last Democrat hates Durham's response right here. Listen.
Sure.
Can we presume the gentleman's undecided on how he feels about the former president?
Gentlemen. Witness can respond.
Yeah, my concern about my reputation is with the people who I respect, my family and my Lord. And I'm perfectly comfortable with my reputation. With
you hear that? His family and who? Did y'all hear that? Let me take it back just to that part right there, because if there are any other Democrats on here, they hate to hear it too. They hate to hear for us to acknowledge Christ, for us on Capitol Hill. On Capitol Hill, because that's who he's been talking to, because, you know, I mean, come on, he's a white guy, right? Right? I mean, that's who they're talking about, at least in their mind, that's who they're seeing too, regardless.
About my reputation is with the people who I respect, my family and my Lord, and I'm perfectly comfortable with my reputation with them, sir.
Well said. God bless you.
Listen to that.
We the Republicans all
and they're all clapping. You
and
know
the
what?
Democrats on the right hand side are just sitting there on mean face.
I mean, how dare he? How dare he bring God into this?
Well, and he basically just said, "I don't respect you anyway, so I don't care about your opinion." That's basically what he said.
Exactly. How dare you bring God into this? How dare you?
How dare you?
I mean, come on, everybody. We're talking about the Democrat Party that reject God openly. In the 2012 DNC, they voted God out. They took a vote. Should we bring God? Should we do a prayer? And they all said no. They voted him out. They took God out of schools, out of the courthouses, out of the ball game field. They've tried to remove God out of everything possible. So for anybody to come up there and acknowledge God, they hate it. Look how they treated President Trump. President Trump, you had Bush. I don't ever recall. Now, some of y'all, I wasn't even in politics. You know, I didn't like Bush. I don't like him today. Didn't like him then. But you know, I did vote for Bush, though. FYI. But because I didn't want John Kerry. But anyways, you had, I don't ever recall Bush acknowledging God in the Oval Office. Maybe he did. Maybe y'all saw it. I didn't see it. Obama most definitely didn't. Obama rejected God, most definitely. He lit up the White House in the sodomite colors, so you know he rejected God. And then here comes President Trump bringing God back into the Oval Office, and boom, they go ballistic. They get violent. We got to get rid of him. How dare he bring God into the Oval Office? And then Trump's not there, and then guess what? Joe Biden? Do you think Joe Biden's inviting God into the Oval Office with him? Absolutely not. And they lit up the White House. They just had a whole party on the White House grounds where people were taking their clothes off, exposing themselves. Exposing themselves. Are you kidding me? Under God's blue sky, and they're going to expose themselves with all that nonsense. So they're the ones rejecting God. But anyways, let's get on with this one too. Mueller, he didn't do enough, in my opinion. And you know who really brings it to light? Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz actually brings it to light that Mueller did not do what he should have done. Listen to this interaction, which actually I'm pretty sure it threw Mueller off because he thought he was going to go in and get 100% support from the Republicans. Well, she got a support from Republican Jim Jordan because Mueller report did expose all this stuff. But the problem is, what was done? Was anybody arrested? They arrested President Trump over fraudulent information, if you ask me. It's 100% fraudulent, right? The other presidents done it. People that weren't even president took documents. Then nothing happened to them. But in this case, they didn't arrest anybody that they actually know did criminal activity, like Hillary Rotten Clinton, the fake dossier.
And then Mifsud, the person who juices Papadopoulos to create this predicate that you find improper. You guys, did you ever know who his lawyer was, Mifsud's lawyer?
Talked to his lawyer in Europe. I don't know if he represented
him. So you could find the guy's lawyer, but you couldn't find him?
We contacted somebody that we knew had represented him, and it part of the effort to try to locate him.
And you got the lawyer. And then now you're sitting here in front of the judiciary saying you could find the guy's lawyer, but you couldn't effectuate the service of a subpoena because you couldn't find him?
Well, first of all, that sounds? As you may or may not know, we wouldn't have the authority to serve a subpoena overseas. The lawyer didn't know where Mifsud was. He was in communication with him, but he claimed not to know where he was. And we are trying to arrange an opportunity to talk to Mifsud.
Did you take possession of two BlackBerry phones from Mifsud in any way?
There were phones that were provided to us by
the lawyer. So you could find the phones, but not the guy.
Correct?
Do you see how silly this looks? Like, you found the lawyer, you found the phones, but the actual dude who got ordered by Western Intelligence to go start this thing you couldn't find? It's kind of laughable. It seems like more than disappointment. It seems like you aren't really trying to expose the true core of the corruption, that you were trying to go at it another way.
Yeah. As we said in the report, and as I said in my opening remarks, we pursued the facts as best we could.
Well, how about this
fact that we have?
Okay, how about this fact, Mr. Durham? The entire Mueller team does a hard reset on their Apple phone in synchronization to wipe away evidence. Did you investigate that?
I've read that.
Did you investigate it? Who gave the order on the Mueller team to wipe the phones?
Ooh, now listen to this. This is so important. Because they all, on the Mueller's team, they all wiped their phones clean. And that was part of that was supposed to be part of his investigation. And see, this is where I come in and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, okay, so exactly whose side is Durham on? Because all this time, he was supposed to even investigate that. And he didn't. Why not? It's almost like Hillary Rotten Clinton destroying the BlackBerry. They didn't even investigate that. There was nothing. The Blackberries were subpoenaed. The server was subpoenaed, but she bitch bleeped the server and she destroyed the Blackberries. Oh, don't worry about it. Even though you subpoenaed and for that evidence and we destroyed it, it's just gone. There's nothing we can do about it. Watch this.
Yeah, that was not something that we were asked to look at, and we didn't.
No, that's not true, Mr. Durham. That is not true because I'm holding the document that authorizes your activity, and it specifically says the investigation of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. It's in Mr. Chairman, I seek unanimous consent to enter into the record the order that says that you're supposed to investigate these things. And so, like, whether it's the Mueller team, Mifsud, how about Azra Turk? Azra Turk, what's Azra Turk's real name? Do you know that?
I'm not going to be disclosing the names of FBI personnel that are otherwise unavailable.
But an FBI, so the FBI sends somebody to go honeypot George Papadopoulos. Who gave the order to do that?
I think that's beyond the scope of what's in the report.
It's literally the scope of what your charging order is. Who put it in motion? We get after it was put in motion, the FBI did a bunch of wrong and corrupt things. Totally understand. We're trying to deal with that. But when you are part of the cover-up, Mr. Durham, then it makes our job harder.
Yeah, well, if that's your thought, I mean, there's no way of dissuading you from that. I can tell you that it's offensive.
He says it's offensive. It's offensive. Really? I mean, because you didn't do your job. So what I haven't played for you, and we probably won't have time, is the Democrats were all on here saying, did you arrest anybody? Did you charge anybody? And Hank Johnson will go, did you charge Hillary Clinton? Did you charge Obama? Did you charge Biden? He even goes, did you charge Hunter Biden? And he didn't charge anybody. And the one person he did charge, he got off. Well, actually, he charged two people. One got off and the other one pleaded guilty. And the other one's back to work and doing lawyer work.
Yeah, and he didn't refer any criminal charges against anybody. And see,
nothing.
That's why Republicans keep getting frustrated.
Yeah, nothing. I'm like, see, this is like the typical thing. And thank you for Matt Gaetz for actually bringing it to light. Because everyone was like, because I was soon as it came out with the Durham report, I was like, wow, this is all damaging. Something needs to be done. Something's going to happen, right? Nope. And Matt Gaetz is calling it out because nothing ended up happening. It's like, oh, this is a Durham report, but nothing to see here because Democrats, they get to commit crimes and they'll just talk about it and it'll just be up under the rug because something else will happen next week or the following week. And they'll be like, oh my goodness, there's another balloon.
And the people who worked on this investigation have spent their lives trying to protect the people in this country and pursue within the law what it is that we are authorized to do.
You tried two cases, lost both of them, and then the one guilty plea you got, Kleinsmith is back to practicing law in Washington, D.C. today.
That's beyond my control.
Right, but the fact that you allowed that plea to occur, right, and then the punishment was insufficient, the fact that you didn't charge Andrew McCabe, you didn't convict the lying Democrats or the lying Russians, you didn't investigate Mifsud or the Mueller probe, even though, as we sit here today in black letter, that was your charge. Have you ever heard of the Washington Generals?
The Washington Generals, yes.
Yeah, and they're the team that basically gets paid to show up and lose, right?
I mean, see, now, he's thinking about a different team, which I'm not sure what he'd be thinking about, but Durham. Well, Mueller too. But in this case, Durham showed up to lose because no one was arrested. They actually have tangible proof with the fake dossier in the FISA courts.
Yeah. And Will,
what? No one is actually being held accountable for it? So does this mean that Will Johnson or anybody that's watching right now, does this mean that you can do the exact same thing, go to the FISA courts, make up a lie and say that, you know, Joe Biden was colluding and he was doing all this stuff with
China?
Can we do that and just make it up? Because I don't have any proof of it. Right. But can we just go along with it and say that it's true and this lie like they did and say that it's proof that Joe Biden and the Democrats colluded with
China
to overturn something? Can we do that? Can we do that? What were you going to say, Shannon?
I'm going to say one of his jobs was to dive deeper into the fake dossier.
That's what he's supposed to
the
do.
The origination, yes. All that. Basically, all he did was regurgitate the Mueller report and so a few new facts. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, he probably spent the weekend right before he released the Mueller report, and before he released the Durham report. And he said, let me just read through this real quick.
I'm really glad that Matt Gaetz got up there and exposed the fact. A lot of people don't know.
Yes, a lot of people don't know. It's like they keep this information out, too.
Well, I'm sure we don't want to look like a complete failure again.
Yeah.
Who exert blood, sweat, and tears. Don't view it that way, but you might.
I think they do. I think they do because the job of the Washington Generals is to show up every night and to play the Harlem Globetrotters. And their job
is to lose.
Yeah. So their job is to lose. And I'm kind of wondering, and it just seems so facially obvious that it's not what's in your report that's telling. It's the omission. It's the lack of work you did. And for the people like the chairman who put trust in you, I think you let them down. I think you let the country down. And you are one of the barriers to the true accountability that we need.
Do I get to respond to that or comment on that? Yeah. Well, I don't know if you've ever investigated a crime.
Now, listen to this. Listen to this. Because he's trying to, like, make Matt Gaetz, like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just running off at the mouth. And he says, I don't know if you've ever investigated a crime. This is good. Hit the share button.
Comment on that? Yeah. Well, I don't know if you've ever investigated a crime.
You didn't investigate these, Mr. Durham.
Exactly.
How about Andy McCabe? Did you charge him?
Yes.
Did you investigate him?
Gentlemen, no, he didn't. Time expired. The witness can respond, and then we'll move on to our last.
I don't know, sir, whether or not you've ever had occasion to try to investigate crimes under the rules and regulations and under the Constitution that we're bound by. We can gather evidence in particularly lawful ways.
Oh my goodness!
Can't charge people because we might think something.
It's not just that you didn't charge.
People.
You didn't investigate. Investigate the Mueller team wiping their phones, tell us who gave the orders because you're protecting those people.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
Yeah, just like they didn't investigate. Where are we at? Just like he didn't investigate the Clintons, or James Comey didn't investigate the Clintons destroying the Blackberries, or the server. You remember with the cloth. You know, you mean like with the cloth? and the stupid people out there, stupid progressives out there, they're like, oh, what you did with a cloth? It's like the dumbest thing ever. And these people believe it. Or they just give it a pass. And I've been saying this here a lot lately. You know, James Comey, he came out and said no reasonable prosecutor would go after the Clintons. Do you know why? Because anybody reasonable wouldn't go after the Clintons for obvious reasons. Do y'all know what that is? And then it just dawned on me here lately. Maybe I should have thought about it later on, but I was like, oh, now I understood what James Comey was talking about. Because you can't be, I mean, you have no reasonable person would go after the Clintons because of the obvious. Ask Seth Rich. I'll just leave it at that. Let me play this one. With Pencil Nick. I meant to play this one earlier because this is him talking about President Trump. You know, because Schiff got the Schiff and he's talking about President Trump colluded. I apologize for not being in the correct order, but let me play it for you anyways.
In that answer and so many others, what it really betrayed is exactly what he accused the FBI of, and that is confirmation bias. You could really see his bias into thinking that what the Trump campaign did was fine. That he wasn't going to call it collusion, even though there is no other name for what the Trump campaign tried to do. But he clearly didn't want to provide any answer that he thought belittling of the former president. And really, in doing so, betrayed the bias that he had.
You know what? See, this dude is a straight up liar. Liar. You know what? The truth is not in him. The truth is not in them. I don't think Adam Schiff is capable of telling the truth. This is the reason why he's been censured, because he's not able to tell the truth. He's not. Nancy Pelosi, is she able to tell the truth? I think only one time I can ever remember Nancy Pelosi even telling the truth is when it came down to the whole thing about how they put the information. They'll leak information out to the news, and then the news will talk about it. The government media, CNN, MSDNC, Fox News, all of them, they'll link information out to the government state media. And then when it comes back, and then they'll ask politicians about it, and she said, yes, we can confirm it. Even though it's a lie, the truth is not in them. It's really not. And with all of this going on, the Durham report, Durham up there, Adam Pencil Neck Schiff getting a shift. And it's like all of this is still like a distraction, because just like I said, right now they're talking about this, and then next week it'll be something else, and the following week it'll be something else. Something will happen, something will come up, and people will forget about it. Maybe another balloon, because everyone, y'all don't think about the balloon, right? There's not another one. At least we don't know there's another one. You know, there could be another balloon up there right now, and the government telling the state media not to report on it. But people have phones. That's the only reason why it came out. Or the state media, the state government media would have never talked about it in the first place. But what about Hunter Biden? All of this is like a distraction. Don't pay attention to Hunter Biden. Let's look at all of this. Hunter Biden getting off with a slap on the wrist, just like Adam Pencil Neck Schiff. Listen to this.
Senator, we now know this is a cover-up. They didn't even introduce the laptop to Hunter Biden's attorney. He said that on MSNBC. What are you going to do about it?
Well, Jesse, well, first of all, this stinks to high heaven. It certainly proves we do not have equal application of justice under the law. And what I've always been concerned about, by the way, is that they would enter in some kind of plea deal to, you know, lesser charges. And my concern further is that they will seal all the records.
Right there. Right there. His concern is that they're going to seal the records. You can get it off the screen. They're going to seal the records. Right there. Is that not a problem? See, he's already calling out what they're going to do. They're going to seal it. I'm like, there's nothing else you can see here. There's nothing else. He's already pled guilty, everybody. See, we just proved to you that we can go out. We'll go after anyone because no one is above the law. I'm telling you, that's what they're going to say. No one is above the law. We went after Hunter Biden, even though we gave him a slap on the wrist, but we went after him. But President Trump, that's a different story. He's wanting America to be great again. And we can't have that. We can't have that. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. I think I have one more thing I want to share with you before we get out of here. I think I do. Can I play these? Oh, actually, I can't play those because we're still on Facebook and YouTube. But it is what it is. Anyways, hey, everybody. I want to say thank you so much for hitting the share button. Look, this weekend, I will be in D.C. I'm going to Faith and Freedom. President Trump's going to be there. There's going to be a whole bunch of people going to be there. I want to say thank you to everyone who supported me and blessed me to get there. I really do appreciate it. I really do. You know what? Let me tell y'all about one thing real quick. You know, there's this company called Mammoth Nation. And it's on if you go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, you go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, it's a company called Mammoth Nation. They have, it's almost, I kind of look at them like the answer to, you know, Amazon and some of these other woke companies. But go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, support me. Support me as much as possible. I need your help. I need your help. Things are going to get a lot crazier. So please, if you haven't already, type this in for me on Facebook. Type in explanation point notify. Let's put it up on the screen there. Y'all see that right there? If you're on Facebook, type that in. You can type it on your keyboard. It's not going to do anything. All it's going to do is allow you to get notifications when Will Johnson goes live. And if I'm not mistaken, you can do this on anybody's. I think unless they don't have it turned on. I think you have to go turn it on. You have to turn it on, but it's turned on here. If you don't get any notifications and you want to get them, type this in. It makes a world of difference. And you can always turn a notification off. Say, I don't like Will telling me the truth. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. You can turn it off right there. Type that in. And on Facebook and on YouTube and Rumble, please, please hit the thumbs up for me. Both on YouTube and Rumble, hit the thumbs up for me on both of them and share the video out. I want to thank everybody for being with me. This crazy times, crazy news time. My name is Will Johnson. and we just talked about it.